Worlds Beyond Worlds, The Collision of Dreams and Reality by Russell Simmons. Introduction. The Search for Genuine UFO Encounters, Truth or Illusion. What does it mean to experience a genuine UFO sighting? Are such encounters with alien crafts, beings, or dimensions breaking through the veil of our ordinary reality? These questions tap into our deepest curiosities about what lies beyond, where boundaries of known physics and human perception may intersect with the truly extraordinary. When we hear accounts of mysterious, seemingly supernatural orbs of light or erratic, brilliant spacecraft, even the most skeptical among us are moved to wonder if these sightings are authentic glimpses of otherworldly visitors. If they are real, what manner of universe and what mysterious beings do these elusive phenomena represent? Yet, as thrilling as these experiences seem, most UFO sightings remain fleeting and inexplicable. Witnesses often describe entities who materialize like phantoms, only to vanish just as suddenly. These entities may enter our plane of existence momentarily, bridging worlds beyond what we can detect with our senses or technology. Some suggest that these beings might dwell in dimensions outside of our perception, shifting their vibration to visit our world in ways that defy our usual understanding of reality. The sight of such a being, solid yet translucent, familiar yet alien, feels like witnessing a dream fragment invading waking life. Theories beyond the stars, human futures, alien presence. One compelling theory is that these humanoid visitors could, in fact, be humans from distant futures, using advanced technology to navigate time as easily as we do space. Such ideas stretch our imagination, but raise philosophical questions about destiny, evolution, and our place in the universe. If humans from a probable future have indeed managed to traverse time, what could they be seeking in their interactions with us? What truths or warnings might they be carrying back from our potential fate? For every story and sighting, there exists a spectrum of possible explanations. As one attempts to filter through the flood of evidence, ranging from eyewitness accounts to multimedia representations, the difficulty lies in discerning truth from fabrication. With the proliferation of hoaxes, digital manipulation, and vivid imaginations, genuine UFO encounters become elusive, obscured behind layers of plausible fakes and fervent beliefs. The world of UFO sightings and extraterrestrial experiences merges seamlessly with paranormal phenomena, blending the boundaries between reality and what might be seen as the collective subconscious, a twilight zone where shared myths and metaphysical theories thrive. The role of the truth meter, navigating the uncharted realms. In the absence of definitive proof, how does one determine which accounts hold weight? Ultimately, this journey to uncover the truth of UFO phenomena becomes an exercise in personal discernment, an awakening of one's own internal truth meter. It calls on us to delve into intuition and inner wisdom, learning to trust what resonates as real or meaningful. This approach is vital when considering those who claim to channel extraterrestrial intelligences, bridging worlds through messages that often oscillate between profound insight and fantastical speculation. Consider, for instance, the concept of interdimensional beings. How would they perceive our three-dimensional existence? Might their craft and form morph and phase through realities in ways that seem supernatural, just as a four-dimensional object would appear to behave peculiarly in our three-dimensional world? The shapes and movements of UFOs hint at otherworldly realms that overlap and occasionally intersect our own. Such questions challenge us to redefine reality, blurring the line between what is dream and what is real. Is it not possible, then, that physical reality itself may only be one version of a dream reality among many? Dark matter and parallel dimensions. Are we being visited? The unexplained presence of dark matter, a mysterious substance that makes up most of the universe, forces us to reckon with realms beyond our sensory limitations. Is it plausible that beings from these unseen dimensions, where dark matter dominates, occasionally vibrate into our realm? When UFOs appear and vanish without leaving tangible evidence, could they be manifestations of entities slipping in and out of our dimension? The transience of these encounters, leaving only memories as evidence, might suggest an interaction with beings who simply cannot maintain their presence in our plane for extended periods. Our own scientific understanding hints at a universe filled with unknown forces and parallel worlds. Could those we label as aliens or extraterrestrials actually be travelers from these dark matter realms, crossing into our perceptible world only briefly? Such questions deepen the mystery and inspire us to consider that these interactions may be less about physical invasion and more about a metaphysical intersection. The fear of invasion and the spiritual nature of contact. Despite humanity's occasional fear of hostile alien invasion, the sheer distances and energy requirements to travel between stars make it unlikely. However, the presence of non-physical or metaphysical forms capable of temporary manifestations may better explain these phenomena. Accounts of yogis, saints, and sages from various spiritual traditions describe individuals who can materialize objects or visions in a way that bears striking resemblance to the behavior of UFOs. Witnesses in such cases report objects that appear out of thin air, only to dissolve back into an etheric state, a reminder that what seems miraculous or alien may in fact lie within the scope of our own spiritual potential. If all of existence is, as mystics claim, simply another dream reality, then what limits dreams from occasionally bleeding into our waking world? The possibility that UFO phenomena represent not alien invasions but spiritual intersections reminds us of the role of intention and resonance. The law of attraction, so prevalent in metaphysical thought, suggests that the vibration we emit determines the nature of beings and experiences we attract. This vibrational resonance governs everything, from the séance room to encounters with paranormal entities. Like attracts like. The significance of vibrational resonance. Maintaining an objective, pure-minded stance becomes critical when engaging in any form of contact with otherworldly entities. A hostile or fearful temperament may attract similarly negative forces, while a gentle, loving, and open spirit is more likely to resonate with higher, benevolent energies. This principle, deeply ingrained in both ancient spiritual teachings and modern New Age thought, speaks to the vital importance of one's mindset. For those interested in seeking contact or exploring realms beyond our known reality, a conscious commitment to positivity, wisdom, and compassion not only elevates the experience, but also offers a safeguard. In exploring these mysteries, one might wonder, are we preparing ourselves for an expanded, multidimensional reality, or merely indulging in imaginative reverie? Perhaps the answer lies in embracing both perspectives. By remaining open to possibilities while grounded in our own discernment, we can pursue this journey, guided by our own truth and wisdom. The potential contact with other realms, beings, and dimensions could mark not only an expansion of our understanding, but an invitation to broaden our own spiritual evolution. The search for answers in the UFO phenomenon is ultimately a search for ourselves, a call to explore our inner realms as deeply as we probe the cosmos. 1. Worlds Beyond Worlds via Leslie Flint and Bashar. A portal to worlds beyond. Exploring UFOs through spirit communication. The question of who these visitors are, where they come from, and why they appear in our atmosphere lead us down an unusual path, one less traveled and often overlooked. This journey offers not just an alternative view, but one of profound depth, a perspective brought forth by the spirits themselves, communicating through what many consider the most compelling form of mediumship, direct voice. Leslie Flint, one of the most tested and resilient mediums of the 20th century, offers what may be the closest bridge between our reality and those beyond. Through the astonishing phenomenon of an ectoplasmic voice box, spirit voices materialized in his presence, allowing them to speak directly to the living. While these voices are indeed strange and fascinating, they also offer an undeniable testament to the mysteries surrounding us. If you find this narrative unusual, it's because it truly is, opening a door to realms that defy conventional understanding. The undeniable evidence of Leslie Flint. Leslie Flint's abilities defied skepticism, with a record that silenced even the most critical scientists of his time. Despite rigorous testing, no one could debunk the reality of Flint's mediumship. His process continuously validated by genuine conversations that poured through his ectoplasmic voice phenomenon. Today, hundreds of these recordings are available through the Leslie Flint Educational Trust, offering direct evidence of contact with the spiritual dimension. Listening to these recordings reveals conversations as natural and dynamic as any everyday exchange, only with an extraordinary twist. The voices on the other end belong to those who have left the earthly realm. These recordings offer a glimpse into the realms beyond our own, a phenomenon still overlooked by mainstream science, but well worth exploring with an open mind and heart. An unbreakable link to the afterlife. Through Flint's mediumship, entities from various spheres of the afterlife spoke of their experiences, recollections, and insights into their new existence. This evidence points to an expansive, layered reality beyond the physical world, inhabited by souls that continue to communicate their essence and observations from a timeless place. Flint's legacy, then, is not merely a paranormal curiosity, but a crucial link to understanding the ongoing journey of consciousness after death. For those who encounter these recordings, the sincerity, spontaneity, and depth of the conversations are palpable, difficult to dismiss as anything other than genuine dialogues with souls who continue to exist and evolve beyond our physical plane. A gateway to new realities. The voices Flint brought forth don't simply provide evidence of life after death. They open our minds to new possibilities of existence that intersect our own in ways we are only beginning to understand. In these conversations, we find glimpses of what these entities call spheres or dimensions, where they reside in realms of consciousness quite different from ours. The knowledge they impart illuminates a cosmos far richer than we perceive, a multi-dimensional landscape where UFOs, spirits, and otherworldly visitors may very well converge. Flint's work challenges us to see beyond physical reality and to consider that the entities we encounter as UFOs may also be beings traversing these layers of existence, momentarily visible in our atmosphere before slipping back into the intangible. Voices from the beyond, a profound personal conviction. As I've immersed myself in these recordings, listening to voice after voice, I find myself compelled by the sheer naturalness of these interactions. There's no sense of theatricality, only deeply personal, unscripted dialogues that reveal an astonishing range of personalities, concerns, and curiosities. Their words resonate with a reality that transcends explanation, urging us to consider the boundless possibilities of what life, consciousness, and existence may truly entail. For me, this evidence is not merely compelling. It is an intimate affirmation of realms that extend beyond our understanding, yet beckon us to reach out, learn, and connect. Spirits speak of worlds beyond our world. The voices that speak through Leslie Flint's seances describe realms that defy our earthly imagination, reaching out from places both wondrously familiar and wildly different from anything we know. These are souls who, after leaving our world, encounter afterlife planets and dimensions layered with different vibrations and qualities of existence. Many speak of landscapes and societies across this multidimensional cosmos, where life unfolds on levels of consciousness that reveal new layers of experience, purpose, and enlightenment. In the context of UFO phenomena, some of these spirit voices are adamant. Earth is indeed visited by beings from other worlds. These are civilizations vibrating at higher frequencies, carrying wisdom and insights gained from lifetimes, sometimes millennia, of spiritual evolution. Yet for them, bridging the vibrational gap between their realms and ours presents challenges. The dense, fear-laden atmosphere of Earth, with its history of violence and division, makes contact difficult and, at times, impossible. Communication with such beings remains elusive, restrained by our limiting beliefs, materialism, and sometimes self-imposed isolation. Barriers of belief and the call for change. The voices reveal a central truth. Humanity's belief systems often hinder our potential for open contact with these evolved beings. In their accounts, the Earth's dark history and entrenched ignorance cast a shadow over genuine connections, preventing access to realms where enlightenment and harmony are the prevailing forces. Religions, politics, materialism, and a fearful attachment to conspiracy theories only exacerbate this separation, causing humanity to remain locked in cycles of suffering and missed opportunity. These higher beings view our self-defeating tendencies as tragic obstacles, thwarting our ability to experience the harmonious coexistence they know to be possible. If we, as a species, could rise above the distractions of power, greed, and division, we might better align ourselves with the kind of vibrational harmony these advanced civilizations embody. They come to our world with a pure intention, to help us awaken to a higher state of consciousness, and in so doing, connect us to a universe teeming with intelligent life on planes of exquisite beauty and wisdom.